Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about, huh, yo bravs. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. How you doing?
I am just great. I'm ready to jump into El Weekend. I'm having a fine old time today.
Yep, I sure love it, guys. It's Friday. Rosé all day, okay?
Mm-hmm. Rosé all day.
So as this cast of Summer House just stopped drinking rosé because that was like their thing forever, so are they not allowed to say that now because of Loverboy? Amanda and Kyle, you're ruining it for me, okay?
I know, that's such a great point. I think it's just that now that they live there, the novelty of descending on the Hamptons and yelling, rosé all day, straight to the rosé, has kind of like lost its appeal because it's like, truly is rosé all day. And they're like, oh, if it's rosé all day every day, are you ever really going straight to the rosé?
I think it's a branding thing. These fucking Loverboy people are ruining my life.
I agree. Oh, man. I'm glad you've... And now we said it. This is a big episode of Summer House. This is so much, so much is happening on this episode. Different types of fights. So many different things are happening. And the crazy thing is that Hannah got engaged like 2 days ago in real life, IRL. So who knows what's going on with that, with this whole Luke situation. But wow, a lot is happening. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you going straight to the rosé yourself?
Yeah, I'm like, burp.
You're like, I'm gonna drink some rosé.
No, I just I didn't think it was that big of an episode. It was very sad because Carl's brother died, so we open up with that, you know, and tears and stuff. So that's super sad. So whenever we get to a Carl brother scene, I'm just gonna say, oh, and then
I'm not gonna make fun of Carl today.
Yeah, no, of course not.
No, it's actually totally sad, and the show. Did at the end of the episode, did put up a thing that said, you know, in memory of Curtis Radke, which was, you know, it's just so, you know, we make fun of reality stars all day long and we will just like sit there and be like, fuck this person, or oh, he's such a fuck boy, or oh, this. And then, but it's like, this is like real shit. And, you know, that's really unfortunate and sad. So anyway, so the episode opens up with Carl once again breaking the news to Lindsay about his brother, and he's just like very sad and frustrated, and that's what he's saying. He's sad and frustrated, and it's just like very, very sad, and the whole cast kind of rallies around him, and anyone who's up is there hugging him, and you know, they're sitting with him outside, and he's, you know, talking about his brother and how his brother was clean for a year, but then must have relapsed. And, you know, and Carl tells these heartbreaking things about how he wants to grow older with his brother, you know, figure their shit out. And he wanted their kids to play together. They go on a family vacation. But, you know, unfortunately, what happened. And, you know, it was very heartbreaking.
Yeah, and it's Summer House,
anyone else
you know,
who's been in that situation.
Yeah, but it's still Summer House, so we get a close-up on Kyle's shirt that says, gym shorts are for guys who get dumped but learn from it. So, you know, you can always count on this show to add some douchiness into any kind of scene, you know. So then
I don't even understand that.
I don't really understand it either. I was hoping that maybe I would say it and you'd be like, oh yeah, because that means...
No, I feel like you got probably dumped because of your gym shorts.
But dumped must
it's
be
like,
a gym
are you
term,
really
right?
Wearing? It's like, are you gym wearing shorts gym shorts to our anniversary? Dumped,
but learn from it. Yeah, I don't get it. So then Hannah's like, oh my God, I woke up to break. I was bracing myself to fight with people, and this is real shit. So Kyle has to go.
I'll fight with him anyway.
What?
I'll fight with him anyway.
Yeah, I'll give it an hour. So yeah. Kyle has to do a business call, but he hugs Carl and all that good stuff first. So Kyle is telling Sierra, and Kyle's crying, and Sierra's like, are you okay? And he's like, oh, no, I'm fine. Gym shorts. Guys get dumped.
Gym shorts.
She's like,
you ever get dumped from gym shorts?
Do you want me to hug you? And he's like, no, I didn't need the hug.
Yeah, it's just funny, like him just trying to act like he's not crying at all, and he's 100% crying. So to break up the sadness in the house, Luke's like, hey, Burndog, you want to go hit some tennis balls? You know, take a break from reality for a bit, since we're totally platonic friends, you know? And she's like, yes, please.
And so the most pressing plot of the episode, oh my God, I can't find my phone. Paige, just looking around the bed for her phone.
I can't find my office. It's missing.
And this is so Summer House what they do. The music's like, they literally play funeral music, okay? They go like,
so sad.
Bum, 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 ba-dum, bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
And then we're on the tennis courts.
Yeah, but I think I think because there was this strain of sadness in the episode, they kind of let Trixie Monocle take a break for the week. Because I don't think there was any of our normal things like...
Oh, there was.
There was? Oh, my bad. I just didn't hear it. I didn't hear it.
They saved it for later, but Trixie got to come in and like remix funeral music, which was kind of cute. Oh, because good. They took one of their fun songs, but then they like did a perfect like blend with the funeral music into the fun tennis song. So they're outside playing tennis and it's awkward. Like they're missing balls and stuff. I mean, they just don't have their game together today, guys. And looks like, you know what? That was wrong. Sorry, Boondog. Sorry.
Sorry, Boondog. I also noted that they were playing Real Housewives of Beverly Hills music, actually.
Yep,
they've done this before. They were playing the Lisa Vanderpump, like gets like walks around Villa Rosa. I was like, do. Dude, I'm not singing it properly, but just trust that it's there.
Doom, doom. It's like violins and stuff. It's like the peppy Lisa Vanderpump violin music. Yeah.
So that's how much we watch Bravo. We just know all the generic music that gets played in different scenes. So Hannah's like, I like sports because there's no gray area of bullshit. You either win or you lose. I'm like, tell that to every football team ever in the history of football. Like, how many football games do we sit there for 15 minutes and look at where the ball is and did it touch the turf and did it fall off? And then, like, as an entire city yells at the other city for the next 3 weeks on social media. Hannah.
Cars and shit. Yeah. Tell that to any referee who's ever been hit in the head with the ball, which is all of them. Okay. Every single one of them.
It's literally the grayest of areas. Yeah. So she's like, well, Luke, I'm really glad that we're working on boundaries. This is really good. We're, you know, and by boundaries, I mean getting half naked and playing with balls out in the heat. Yeah, boundaries.
Yeah, just pretend it's one of your tennis games, Hannah. You have a problem keeping it in bounds. And she's like, oh, that was actually funny.
And then she tells us this. You know, I never put Luke in my head as an actual boyfriend material. I mean, the sexual chemistry has always been there, but I don't know if we can actually just be friends. But we're done playing games, so I put up the white flag. Game over. I'm like, you never put him in the boyfriend. Like, last season, I would have believed that because the whole thing was that she was like, I'm not going to fall for this. But this season, you're like, Luke.
Yeah, like, she's doing two things here. She's... that what you just said, but she's also doing the thing where she's pretending that she broke up with Luke, which is so hilarious. And she did it last week when she spoke to Luke. She's like, Luke, here's the thing, we need to be just friends. Like, hello, that's not your idea, okay? But now she's just like, this is my choice, okay? We're gonna just be friends. So then we cut to Kyle and Amanda, and they're talking about what else, merch, because he's wearing a Loverboy sweatshirt.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of, you know, just like, Loverboy, merch. We're producing as much as we can, but it's nowhere as close enough as we need. Montauk Beer and Soda needs more Loverboy stat.
So Danielle is talking to Sierra and Lindsay, and Carl comes in and tells him about his brother and how he did everything his big brother did. And he used to judge him for it, but then he kind of turned into him later in life, you know? And so he has more sympathy than he did in the past. And the girls are just real sweet to him and stuff. And
Danielle.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, Danielle, she tells us that, like, you know, she's known Carl for all these years. And, you know, she knew about the addiction issues. And she related a lot because her father passed away also. And, you know, she would do anything for more time. But sometimes you just don't get it. And then they just cut away from her. They literally cut away from her while she's talking about how you don't get more time with your dad. Like, about to, like, Daniel, like, finally gets, like, an emotional, like, a real emotional moment that's not about, like, showing up for Zoom at work. And they're like, yes, there's not enough time. Okay, we're going to cut away. We're literally going to cut away. There's not enough time for you, Daniel.
So then we go back to tennis, and Hannah and Luke are sitting after. And Hannah's like, what's going on with Sierra? Like, I don't know what's going on with you, but I don't think that she's happy with you. I think that, like, seeing us has had a negative effect on how she feels. Oh, really, Hannah, you think?
It's funny how that worked out. Yeah, for some reason, I think that, like, I think that me putting you on blast from the house for, you know, days on end, I think that suddenly she's not that into you anymore. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. So then Paige joins Kyle and Amanda in their bed, and Kyle's like, we need to focus on Carl and not get let trivial stuff get in the way. That means I'm about to talk about Hannah taking out trash again. Okay, so yeah. Here we go. I'm really shocked that it's like the third summer we're together, so obviously Hannah has chosen to be with me, and she just keeps coming at me. I mean, you could say the same thing about you. No one's forcing you to come to this house. I mean, I know you take more ownership of it because you were here from the beginning, but like, you don't have to be there either, sir.
I also love, as long as we're talking about it, I love how the tragedy in Carl's life had caused absolutely zero introspection for anyone on this cast. Like, this whole episode revolves around bickering over garbage and breaking up over fish and chips. Like, like this, there was no thought about like the deeper meanings of like, are we sabotaging our relationships with each other over trivial shit? Like, that is never crossed anyone's minds.
Yeah. So Paige is like, oh my God, you guys seem really connected right now. And Carl's like, oh, thanks. Thanks, God. I'd love to hear that from Hannah. Fucking Hannah. Trash. So Luke
I chose to be with Kyle forever. And if you really want to be my friend, you have to support that decision. It's like, okay, all right. Well, fine. So, yeah. So Luke is talking about how he's just, I'm not cool with it. I didn't like the way that Kyle yelled at you, Hannah. Like, I wanted to say something, but I was afraid it would turn physical with Sierra. I thought I was just going to actually have sex with her at that moment. God, I was so horny.
I'm disinvited to his wedding because of trash. I mean, it's like a minefield in there. And Amanda's like, I mean, we're there for her the whole time with this Luke stuff. And then the first chance she gets, she puts down our relationship. Which is, you know, why Amanda goes out of her way to show you how there for you she is, so she can use it against you later, which that's she is doing. Right. And you have not been there for her the whole time with this Luke stuff. You've been against Luke from the very beginning. I mean, yes, you've been by her side, but literally bitching about Luke the whole time, which Luke deserved, by the way. So I'm just saying, like, let's calm down on giving ourselves awards right now, Summer House people.
Yes, yes. No more awards. So Paige is like, she's like, well, I get both sides, you know, and if Kyle was coming at me, I'd say way worse things than what Hannah said. Okay. And Amanda's like, I've decided to spend the rest of my life with this. Have I said that yet this episode? I have chosen to spend the rest of my life with Kyle. Like, support me.
And Paige is like, no, I don't want to take sides, but I'm kind of team Amanda. Don't tell Hannah. So then Luke is making a call for some lilies. His old trick. He's like, hey there, I'd like to get lilies for two girls and just drop them off together. You know what? No need to come back one after the other. Just put them right there together. I'd like to make them lilies, and I'd like to make them come together just so they feel as unappreciated as possible at the same time. Could you do that for me?
Yeah. Do I want lilies or lilies of the valley? Do you have just like lilies of the Hamptons? Do you have that? How about lilies of the hot dish? I'll
How
have
about,
that, please.
You know what? How about you bring me both lilies from Big Business? That would be great. Okay. And just have them, just have both the lilies ignore both the girls at the same time.
Or maybe something from Eli Lilly. That would be good too.
Did you notice under Luke, his Chiron says, Luke, jewelry designer / hockey coach. The shade.
He's so Renaissance man. So so Lindsay gets a call from Aunt Rhonda, who is like very perky, and Lindsay's like, I'm okay, but Carl is not. And then so she tells Aunt Rhonda, and Aunt Rhonda's like, oh, my heart just is shattering for him. And then she's like, Stravi's here. He wants to enter Stravi. Hi, Stravi. It gets all perky.
I know. Aunt Rhonda goes from like sobbing to like, Stravi. So Steven's like, how's it going, Aunt Rhonda? It's like, I hope whatever you're going to do later is fun. I hope whatever private plane you take Lindsay to Paris on is really fast. Oh, I don't know if that's going to happen. Whatever you're planning, I hope the life-size Mickey Mouse that you've hired to come say happy birthday to Lindsay is nice.
I bought 6 Mylar balloons, and I have them in my apartment because I'm so excited for Lindsay's birthday. I feel like I'm there with you guys. I am so invested in this, and I'm a little concerned for myself, so I'm just going to talk it through and smile real hard.
She's like, can I hear what you're doing? I'm teasing. God, I wish I had a place on your roof so I could watch the parade pass by that you've organized for Lindsay's birthday.
Hey, Fanny. Hold on. Fanny's on the other line. Hey, Fanny. It's Lindsay's birthday. Travis going to do something. Don't know what it is, but I'm excited. I'll keep you updated. Okay, what's going on? Any updates?
Oh, hey, Rhonda. I know it's Lindsay's birthday. Have her look up in the sky. The Sky Rider should be there about now.
Sky Rider?
I know it's a big day for her.
All right. I'm looking up at the sky. All I see is a giant airplane. Oh, it's a bird. You know, it's like it's a bird. It's an airplane. It's a bird. There's a bird. There's a bird on my face, actually. What do I do?
So Steven Stravi is like, I just wanted you to know, like, real quickly, you need to be ready by, like, 7:15. And she's like,
do I need heels? Do I need to wear heels?
Where are the heels? Yeah, Rhonda's just still chiming in on the side.
So Lindsay says at the beginning of their relationship, Steven would make an effort to surprise her. Like, he surprised me with a helicopter ride, and I haven't been surprised ever since.
There has been a pandemic. I mean, like, what?
That was surprising. In case you haven't noticed,
like, that's a surprise. The world is shut down. Do you want to go somewhere, because no one really can.
Yeah. So she's like, when are you finished with work? And he goes, I'm finishing early today because it's your birthday. And she's like, and she's like, I'm not expecting any grand gestures, which is the biggest lie she's told all season so far. And then she tells us, we see a clip of her going,
I expect a boat in my future.
Hey, Lindsay, Aunt Rhonda here. I got myself a life preserver for the boat. You think it's, wonder what time you think that's going to happen? I'm just curious.
So then Sierra goes out to talk to Carl about his brother and stuff, and they cry together, and she tells him, you know, like, he obviously loved you and he's going to be there giving you signs from above. And Carl's like, oh, that's actually what I've been looking for today. And she must be thinking, like, hello, a hot model is talking to you. Like, some people might see that as a sign. Okay. That's all it's.
So then Stravi tells Danielle that he needs her help to distract Lindsay today, which just really means that Lindsay has to give, you know, I'm sorry, which means Danielle just has to give Lindsay a mirror, essentially. And then we just cut to Paige sitting on a sofa going, I wasn't cut out for this life.
So they're getting Steven's getting a delivery. Something is delivered. And then Kyle is talking about the feedback from his meeting. He's like, it was concerning. So then Luke is talking to Hannah, and Luke and Hannah talk about running with legs like tree trunks. There's my notes. Run with that. Okay, have fun with that.
Oh, well, my legs hurt because I was running so hard. Because, you know, I'm a model, so it's important for me to be shirtless and running into different neighborhoods for people to see me. So I was doing that, and now my legs are like, I'm lifting them. They're like tree trunks, or as we say in Minnesota, herring buckets, you know? It's just so hard. She's like, oh, you should have filmed it. Oh, yeah. And then you just see they're talking, and Amanda's like nearby, and Amanda's just seething because she's thinking, like, A, like, she's just acting like nothing happened and we're in a fight. But she's also like, they were supposed to be mad at each other, and now they're good with each other. Because Amanda's whole thing is that basically Hannah and Luke, like, fixed the situation, but then Hannah didn't tell Amanda, and now Amanda's like really upset about it. So that's like the origin of their latest fight, in case anyone forgot. So that's like all happening in her head, and it's just on her face, like, right.
And they're both waiting for the other one to apologize. And but Amanda's doing that thing where she's working as passively aggressively as she can on her computer, like, and then Hannah's doing her passive aggressive thing, which is like, oh, did you put it on Instagram?
Yeah. And then she, like, goes over to Sierra, and she's like, hey, Sierra, you know what's stuck in my head? I cannot stop singing B-I-T-C-H. Oh, my God, Sierra. She's, like, announcing it right by Amanda. It's like a full-on Cold War of, you know, sneering.
Yeah. It's like white girl rage. It's like seething white girl rage going
Battle
on.
Battle of the white girls. Yeah.
Yeah. So Sierra goes out to help Steven with his dinner that he's going to set up for Lindsay. And she's like, how long have you been planning this? He's like, the whole week I was planning. The whole week that we were fighting, actually. She's like, ha ha ha. And then it's the clip of the sandwich thing again. Like, how many sandwich? Okay. That was funny and everything, you guys, but we're going to need a little more to pitch this tent on. Okay. Lindsay is now selling, like, how many sandwiches have you made me merch? Okay. Go to Lindsay's Instagram and she's like posing on a bed eating a big sandwich. Like, look at me. I'm eating. I'm the girl on TV who said something about a sandwich. She's really riding that horse hard. Jeez.
She really is. So then Stravi tells us his big plan, which is that he's going to bring food from the restaurant where he asked Lindsay to be his girlfriend. This is the big plan. So he's been all week long, he's been working on, I guess, downloading Postmates?
I don't know. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, basically, this is Grubhub, okay? This is terrible. Like, you're ordering food from a restaurant delivery service. Wow.
Yeah, and he put out a tablecloth. And he's also spending a large amount of time putting a blue tablecloth on a bridge table. Like it's really not that hard. It's like, distract her while I drape a tablecloth on here and then put some plates out, but no silverware. Like, distract her. This is going to take hours.
He definitely should have put Amanda in charge of this, you know? Because Amanda would have come up with some game like, all right, let's pretend that everybody has nuts coming out of their ears, but then the nuts turn into engagement rings, and whoever gets it on Lindsay's finger first wins, Kyle.
Well, Amanda would have done an amazing job because since she's in a fight with Hannah, it's like time to gain allies. So she would have done like an absolutely amazing thing to curry favor.
There would have been fireworks, fucking mermaids like, jumping out of the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Amanda's like, what is he planning? And Lindsay tells her, he just said to be ready. How does that make you feel? That's his job, is my significant other. I'm not giving you a gold star for doing your job.
Wow. I mean, Shravi is definitely not pulling out all the stops, but Lindsay's also pretty...
I mean, it is not good his to remember job. It is not his job, but girl, you are work, okay? You are a lot of work. So Kyle is talking on the phone with business, and he's like, so you basically are saying you're making more money by signing with a bigger distributor? Got it.
Yeah, he's going through something. And then the flowers arrive, and the flower delivery guy's there, and there's like a knock, and Lindsay's like, this is like the loudest knock I've ever heard. Whatever, it's his job. So the flowers, and there's some flowers for Luke. They're from Luke, so there's some flowers for Lindsay, but there's also flowers for Sierra.
And he's very unlucky that Lindsay opened that door because she does not believe in giving people props for doing their job. You know, that flower person just went home tipless.
Yeah, 100% sad. Tipless.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Luke has a moment with Carl where they sort of bond, and Luke talks about how there's substance abuse in his family, etc. It's, you know, sort of a contemplative moment. And then... Lindsay is talking to Danielle and asking her like what she thinks about the dress that she's wearing. And she's like, I have a finger and it doesn't have a ring on it and it's open and available. So
Danielle's like, subtle. And Danielle's like, well, this dinner is a grand gesture, so maybe something significant will happen. I'm like, oh my god, don't start Aunt Rhonda-ing her, okay? You guys are like, she's convinced you that she wants a ring, so you guys are convincing her that she's gonna get a ring. This is not cool. Don't do this to her. She's delusional.
Yeah, the guy doesn't even have a chair for his desk, okay? A ring is not in the future.
Yeah.
So, but actually what he has done is he had a painting commissioned of a photo he took of Lindsay. Like they were in Europe somewhere and she was on some beach looking European with like a little scarf around her head and the sunglasses. And, so he like made a painting that makes it look like an old, like Italian film or something like that. And,
that's a fucking amazing gift, by the way.
It was okay. Amazing. Yeah, and Ciara's like, oh, wow, it's the little things, you know? She's like, I don't know what else to say. I'm not interested.
Yeah. Like, what the hell? I think that's a great gift.
That was cool. That was a cool thing.
Yeah, so then Danielle and Lindsay are like dancing and partying because they just know she's getting engaged later. So then it's a sad scene with Carl and his mom. My God, it's so sad. This show is so weird that it's like, party, party. My brother died. Party, party.
Yeah,
party.
It's so sad. So sad.
So then we go over to Paige, and Paige is like, I'm posting an outfit pic, but I literally just finished. So we can talk now, Amanda. What do you need?
Hannah is completely ignoring me, and I feel like she hates me.
So, of course, she's like, I have to address this, so let's go. So she goes to Hannah's room, and Hannah, of course, is in bed. And Amanda's like, today has gotten a little weird to me, okay, Hannah? She's like, oh, yeah, I mean, I thought everything that went down was weird because, like, I didn't even know you guys had so much anger towards me. I mean, you and Kyle, like, there were lots of hurtful things that were said.
Yeah. And Amanda's like, you've been attacking my relationship with Kyle for a very long time. And we see a montage of Hannah saying things about their relationship, which aren't necessarily wrong, by the way. Like, I didn't really detect any lies. It's kind of Amanda's fault if she decided to still be friends with this person who, like, if she feels like Hannah is making digs at their relationship but then still chose to be friends with her, then it's a little bit on Amanda at that point. So Hannah's like, this summer I've actually gone out of my way to say, see, look, Kyle and Amanda seem great. Look, they seem great, but they are a terrible couple. I've gone out of my way to say that. I don't get what your problem is.
Yeah, but you yelled like it's okay to talk to Amanda that way, but not me, and that was fucked up.
And Hannah's like, I agree. What you did was fucked up.
I was like, uh-oh, this is not going in the right direction.
What I did was fucked up. Take some accountability.
She's like, what is the issue? Like, what did I do this summer that's so horrible?
When you make up with Luke, like, you don't even tell me that you're making up with Luke?
Yeah, well, it's kind of funny because when Amanda says it that way, it just sort of sounds like really petty. Like, she just didn't get around to telling you yet. Although, as a good friend, she should have told her, but, like, it's also, I've always thought this, I mean, this happened, this is, I think, the second time this has happened with Amanda. Like, you didn't tell me. Like, I think that's, like, not the greatest argument. But Hannah's taking no accountability in this argument, and she is not innocent in this. She was slacking on her job with the garbage. She should have been doing her garbage job, which is truly the easiest job in the house. And she's acting as if this all just came out of nowhere.
They're not even talking about garbage. They're talking. Yeah. Amanda's mad that she didn't tell her she made up with Luke. Like, grow up. So Hannah's like, well, why don't you just ask me? I didn't even see you that day. And she's like, but Hannah, we're friends. And she's like, I mean, we're not friends. And she's like, we're not friends, Hannah.
Yeah, Amanda's like, what do you mean? Her voice is so high. And I was like, I'm so over this toxic friendship.
Toxic? You're the only one toxic in this friendship, Anna.
So let's stop being friends.
I have been standing over you to everyone for months and months.
Poor Amanda needs some sinus work. I mean, Jesus Christ. She's got a pound of snot waiting in those sinuses just to be pulled down into her lungs.
I mean, she does. And, you know, you did sort of say it right. I mean, Amanda kind of has this thing where she sort of martyrs herself over people. And, like, she stands up. She sticks by Kyle through thick and thin when he's done wrong by her a few times in big ways. And now Hannah. But then it's sort of like that way she can be like, I stood by you. I think she gets a lot of self-worth out of saying that she stood by someone, even when they treated her like shit. And I don't know if that's the healthiest way to go about life.
Well, she's literally standing up to Kyle when Kyle's being an asshole. I mean, like Lindsay would say, like, you don't get a fucking gold star for that. It's like, wow, mm-hmm. you didn't let your boyfriend trample all over me for no good reason. Wow, how sweet of you. Thanks. I'm going to put a park and a bench with your name on it. Okay. So Hannah's like, I mean, you're acting like everyone in this house is saying things. And she's like, yeah, because everyone has so much against you, Hannah. And then for you to act like I'm out to get you, even though I just told you everyone hates you. It's like, you threw a drink at me, bitch.
Yeah, Hannah's really milking that like plastic cup that was thrown her way. She's really milking that.
Yeah.
So then Lindsay and Danielle are in their room and they hear the fighting. So Lindsay stands up like, and then Paige walks in. She's like, oh my God, what's going on? Because I just posted this insane outfit that I was wearing and it already has 4,000 likes. Okay. What are you guys talking about?
Kyle and Amanda don't like me and I don't like them. So let's just move on. Could I go through my whole life defending baby?
Oh, God.
Fuck you, Hannah. Fuck you.
Hannah. And Kyle's upstairs just shaking his head like, oh, I'm so mad.
This is how she treats her. And Danielle's like, yeah, I'm so proud of her for handling Hannah. She's doing so good. Meanwhile, Amanda is screeching at the top, like screech crying at the top of her lungs.
I wasted a whole year being friends with you.
It's like all the birds are just like leaving the Hamptons.
Oh.
So Amanda's like,
why are you acting like this with the one person who's going to call you out on your shit and all of a sudden you hate me now?
I'm like, well, maybe it's because, no, it's not even worth it. It's not even worth it. I'm not even going to bother.
Well, and then Hannah's crazy too because she's like, I'm taking crazy pills. Like, I thought she was going to apologize for throwing a drink at me for no reason. Like, okay. Like, she had a good reason.
Super disrespectful. Yeah. You said something super disrespectful to her fiance and by extension, Amanda. So there was that. And you weren't taking out the garbage. So you do have stuff to apologize for. Although Amanda is also all too happy to create a drama over the fact that Hannah hadn't told her yet about Luke and makes it all about Amanda as opposed to, like, if she's truly being a good friend, she should be happy that her friend is no longer fighting with someone.
Yeah, and Hannah just kicks her out of the room. She's like, get out of my room. Get up. He's like, that is
very
so
heavy bro.
Bitchy. That is so bitchy. What? Should I say sorry? I said, you're out of your fucking mind, Emma.
A whole year I was coming into this room thinking I could be in this room, and now you kick me out. A whole year I wasted getting a bond with this room.
So Kyle's talking to Sierra, and he's like, I wouldn't trust her, Sierra. I mean, she took you under her wing. I wonder why. And she's like, well, that makes me sound like kind of an idiot. And he's like, well, I'm just saying that she manipulates you, and that she's going to turn on you the second you say something she doesn't like. It's like, I get it, but I'm new coming into this house, so everyone gets a clean slate to me. What are we doing right now? Sierra's just looking around like, what the fuck is this even?
Is there something I can take from this room and put on my bed? Because that's like the only thing that's getting me through this summer is just stacking things on my bed. I'm going to see how many things I can stack before they fall off. So Kyle's like, I will destroy Hannah Burner. This is the most fucked up day of all time. Meanwhile, Carl is sitting there mourning the death of his brother. Like, oh, Hannah kicked my girlfriend out of the room. This day is fucked up.
Dude, no kidding. He's telling Carl this is the most fucked up day of all time. Carl's like, I don't have the brain power for this. You might not remember my storyline right now, but it's real and it sucks, okay? Yeah. Carl's like, oh, yeah, okay, so how are you? He's like, not great. Not great. I think I should go home, so.
Yeah. So then Amanda and Paige are talking, and Amanda's like, what the fuck happened to her? And Paige is like, she got too big for her britches, which is funny because I'm actually wearing some britches right now that only cost $25. I found them at H&M.com. And if you like it, then subscribe down below. Thanks.
And Amanda's like, I have stood up to Kyle for her so many times. For what? And then Hannah calls her mom crying. She's like, Mom, everyone in this house is like trying to make it up that I'm a bad person.
Hi, this is actually Aunt Rhonda. I'd love to hear about it, though.
Did the camel show up for Lindsay? I sent a camel with a goose standing on its head. Let me know if it showed up yet, because I will take away tip if it's not there on time.
Hey, Fanny and I sent some lilies. Did Lindsay get those? I hope no one took credit for them, because that would be absolutely too rude.
And Lindsay, meanwhile, is like in her room waiting, because she's been told to just get dressed and sit there and wait. So she's just waiting, and she's wearing this dress that's like two slits of fabric over her nipples, basically. That's the whole dress. And so Sierra comes in thinking this is going to be the normal place to be, right? So she comes in and she's like, hey, how are you? And Lindsay's like,
what do I need to do to keep my nipples in? What do I need to do? What is about to happen?
I'm bored again.
So finally Stravi comes in and he's like to be like, okay, the birthday thing is starting, and she's like,
hi babe.
I think she's already drunk at this point, you know,
she is so excited. It's hilarious. She's like, oh my god, hi.
I don't know what she's expecting, but she's expecting a lot. And so she's also switched over to baby voice, because he gives her flowers, and he's like, yeah, let's go outdoors. And she goes, should I keep my flowers? So he's like, whatever. So they go outside, and there's the table by the pool with some blue tablecloth, and like there's some plates. And Lindsay just has this look on her face like, ah.
And like the music stops. It just completely, it's like, and she just kind of tries to fake smile, but it's like, yes. I'm about to yell at you, smile. And yeah. Luke goes, oh, it's so cute. And Danielle's like, oh my god, I hope so, because this is like prom. So Steven's like, in honor of your birthday and anniversary week, I wanted to take you to the place I asked you to be my girlfriend, Claude's. And she's like,
oh, you got clods for us.
Mm. Oh, well, plastic takeout containers that have probably been sitting there for an hour in that basket. Oh, salad and fish and chips. Oh,
oh my god, fish and chips. I died. So Paige is like,
she loves her birthday and she wants it to be a huge thing. And the fact that you work in hospitality and you don't know this, I mean, you have a very uncomfortable dinner coming up. Very, very awkward.
Yeah, I would definitely say so. Lindsay's face, he just, this, her fake smile is so like bone tingling. It's because you just know like that it's going to lead to some sort of evil outbursts. It's so scary.
I wish we were able to leave, but this is the next best thing, Lindsay. Just the two of us. She's like,
very nice.
And then the wind starts blowing everything around.
This is the next best thing. I was going to take you on a yacht and dazzle you with the finest caviar and champagne. But the next best thing is fish and chips by the pool.
Soggy fish and chips. So Amanda is making tacos for everybody, but it's super awkward because this thing with Hannah is still going on. And so Kyle's kind of like basically tugging on her, you know, apron strings in the kitchen. And she's like, go hang out with everyone. He's like, I'm not hanging out with her. So then Luke.
And the stove still doesn't work, by the way. I'm just pointing that out.
So Luke pulls Hannah aside and he's like, can we talk? Oh, no. He goes upstairs and goes, can we talk a sec? And Hannah goes, oh, my God, I feel like the Bachelorette. And goes, actually, I was talking to Sierra.
So awkward.
The Bachelorette awkward. Season where there were two girls and one got kicked off the first night. Yikes.
He goes, oh, that's funny. That's funny that you thought that you would get the rose. No. So then Luke gives us some of his interesting backstory. I started chasing girls at a young age, and it's always been pretty easy. Not a lot of hard work, you know? You just have to sort of be like, hey, I'm going to be a male model someday. And then boom, you got it.
So he gives her the flowers, and she's like, he's like, you know, Sierra's a real great person, so I'm definitely putting forth a great effort for this one. I was like, oh, yeah, flowers. Ooh, this is classic, great effort you're making there. That's what you do as an apology when you get somebody flowers, right? Your girlfriend. So Luke's like, you know, so I don't know, you know, your bed's looking still the same. And, you know, this house can be a lot. So just making small talk. And Sierra's like,
it's like It's like a three-ring circus in here, you know? Like, it gets so crazy. You got Hannah fighting, you got Amanda fighting, and I got my motorcycle that I like to drive around in that little globe. So it's just like, it's like a big circus.
All right, would it be better for you to have a conversation with Hot Model Luke, or should I be Motorcycle Luke right now? Because I got a kerchief in my pocket. Okay.
Should I take off my shirt for this? If I have to do that, could you hold my fedora for a moment?
So he's like, well, I just wanted you to know that I'm here for you and to make you smile a little. And she's like, it's a sweet gesture. And also, you know, where's your head at with you and me in the house? And then it cuts to Lindsay going, we have no silverware. So Steven has to go get silverware. He's like, here's the silverware, babe. And she goes, great, silver. And he goes, I got everything but the silver. You know, I really tried to work on this all week. And she's like,
all week long. Babe, it's not even silverware. It's that plastic forks and knives that look like they're silverware, babe. This isn't even that.
A whole week of work topped off with a perfect spork. Let's do this.
Wow, I can't believe that. You know, some things just fall through the cracks. You know, when you have to plan things like ordering food and setting a table, things just fall through the cracks of those two tasks that you're doing.
So back to Luke. Looks like, I don't want it to be awkward. You know, I just want to know if you're upset, because when I speak to you, it's like, it's not warm and fuzzy. Yeah, I was really uncomfortable with the way you spoke with Hannah. I mean, like, whether you guys had a relationship or not, like, you should still show her some respect. You know, he's like, oh, well, I usually am calm, you know. I could have handled that differently. It's like one time a hot dish was ready, the oven dinged, I reached for it, burnt my hands, you know. Next time I'll wear mittens, okay?
I'll literally handle it differently, you know. Sierra, I'm attracted to who you are as a person, you know. Like, I love that you're a nurse and you take care of people. And I also love that you're a model. I think actually I mainly love that you're a model and you're just super hot, you know. And like, you're a good catch, you know. You're like... it's like that time that we froze mom's hot dish and then like tossed it around. You know, we played football with the hot dish and I would catch it and be like, that was a good catch. That's what you are. You're like a frozen hot dish that landed in my hands.
Basically, you're an after school day when I would be out on the ice with dad and he'd, you know, drill a circle into the ice and we'd fish. And, you know, you catch that first fish and I'm real excited for that first fish. And my dad says, nah, throw it back. That's a Hannah. And then, you know, another fish comes along and it's big, gorgeous, juicy, you know. That's the one you turn into the singing bass and put on the living room wall. And that's you, Sierra, okay?
I just don't want there to be too much gray or any gray. You know what I'm saying?
Never get gray, okay? Because when you do, I'll divorce you. That's what I'm saying.
I guess what I'm trying to tell you is that I just landed this gig for being the new face of Just For Men. So I was thinking that maybe, you know, you could try to be for like Just For Women and then we could have like a box romance, you know? That'd be really cool, right?
Well, this gesture of like delivery flowers is really sweet, but I think we're just going to be friends. Obviously, I'm still tolerating you. So there's like a part of me that like loves you to death, at least.
That's obviously, I'm still tolerating you. Just the warmest words you could ever hope to hear.
Yeah, like, that's for your like 10th anniversary renewal of vows. You know what I mean? That's
if you're like Bronwyn and Sean. Well, obviously, I'm still tolerating you. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, okay. This is going to be a lot harder than I thought. Okay. Male model powers activate. So then we cut to Lindsay scooping fries onto her plate. Just fury. Fries of fury. And she's like, so what is this timeline date? What does this like mean to you? This timeline? Where's this date on the timeline for you? And he gives like this total bullshit answer. He's like, well, coming to the house last year, it shows that it's been a year and look how far we've come, because, you know, today's just been a crazy day and I'm just happy to be here and it's just the two of us and I truly adore you and I want you to know that I'm making a better effort to try to spend time with you and just to show how much I love you. I decided to give you this ketchup packet. It's the color of love, red.
She's like,
I appreciate this dinner. It was beautiful. Fish and chips.
And he's like, am I doing something wrong here? Because, like, I spent a lot of time on this, and if you're not enjoying it, I mean, I want you to be happy, and you're not happy. Like, I'm literally excited to be here with you. It's like,
but for me, I have higher standards for our relationship than just going through the motions.
And he's like, so this is going through the motions? Getting fish and chips takeout that's about 2 hours old and a little soggy and tasting a little strange right now, that's going through the motions?
You really want this to be ruined? And Hannah's like, oh, it's getting heated downstairs. God,
not the fish
just
and chips.
Just like those fish and chips. So now they're all watching, and Lindsay's like,
I appreciate it, but it's been a year of dating, and it's my birthday, and, like, what about every other day? Like, now you're gonna do this, but what about every other day?
And he's like, God, you appreciate this, but you're also saying it's going through the motions. And she's like,
well, I would like some consistency.
And he's like, I planned a lot for this, and you literally glossed it over, okay? I had to create a second DoorDash account because I got kicked off the first one. Do you know how hard that is to have to go back to DoorDash when you've already made a fool of yourself the first time around? That's hard. That's a lot of work.
I planned this. Oh, so it's my fault?
She's like, you're ruining a great time. I mean, you're saying we have all these problems that we don't even have?
I'm just exposing problems. If you don't like me exposing problems, then that's your problem. There's a problem. Just expose it. What are you going to do?
I feel like I'm in a problem sandwich, which, by the way, I made for you. How many problem sandwiches have you made for me?
And she's like, what I want is not dinner. Like, I don't want for you to set up something romantic, like, that I've wanted for a year, and now you're just gonna do it now?
He's like, stop there. Stop. Oh, now you're cutting me off. Now I'm not allowed to talk. He's like, first of all, you're talking the entire time. He goes, we went to Italy. We went on helicopters. We went on jet skis. He goes, oh, and guess what? You got the girl, and it turns out you're not that guy. I'm like, Lindsay, this is why your relationships fail, because you are attracted to, like, grandiose gestures, and those grandiose gestures are not scalable over the course of every single day of a relationship, and so then eventually people get exhausted, and they also run out of money. They can't do it anymore, and sometimes there are pandemics, and then you feel like you've been lied to. It's
also,
it's like,
get the fuck over
yourself. You actually need
yourself.
To go through the motions.
You need to get the fuck over yourself. Like, what have you done for him? Could you name some things you've done for him? Because if you'd actually done some great things for him, I'm sure we'd be hearing about it right now. What you'd be making a list of them. Give me a fucking
it's
break.
Called
Nobody.
Pizza Beach.
God, she's so annoying. This is why you will be alone forever.
She needs to go through the motions. She actually needs to understand that, like, going through the motions is actually, like, that's a good thing. It means you're, like, enjoying each other's company, you know? Like, not everything has to be a helicopter ride, you know, to, I don't know, New Jersey or something. Like, you can also find joy in little things, too.
So he's like, oh, great. So you just want to fight. Guess what? I'll just leave the house then. She's like, so it's my fault. Oh, it's my fault. Oh, well, here we go. I say my feelings and he walks away.
There were no feelings in that. Those were demands. Those were unstated demands that were not met. Okay. And this, it's like she's training a waiter. He literally forgot the silver, okay? The food was cold and not what she wanted. And now she's mad that he wasn't, like, predicting her needs, you know? Like,
yes.
Just go be a fucking restaurant and a manager and bang your staff, because that's the only way you're ever going to be happy.
Also, you shouldn't start fighting about the terrible birthday until the birthday's over, because what if there had been, like, a helicopter that was on the way or something, you know? So he's basically like, I acknowledge that I could do a better job. Okay. And next time I will order utensils from Claude's. Okay. I acknowledge there's room for improvement. All right. And she's like, I can't enjoy my birthday one fucking bit. Like, 'cause you ruined it for yourself.
So Danielle's watching and she's like, oh, I don't think that went well. And Sierra's ordering sage for the house. So yeah. Steven is grumbling and walking around the house. And he's like, this is so annoying. I'm going to just get kicked in the dick over and over. Not going to allow that. I'm out. And he tells Kyle, like, nothing's good enough. And Kyle's like, I love her, but, like, this isn't the first time I've seen her, quite frankly, sabotage a relationship.
Mm-hmm. So now Lindsay wants to go to Danielle's room, and Danielle's like, I'm pretty sure your presence in there, I mean, that was your present. And she's like, I don't even care. Like, I don't need presents, okay? I don't need presents. All I need are presents, okay? And I want a man who I don't have to train for once in my life. I don't want to have to tell someone what I need. I want him to anticipate it after a year of me saying it. So why do I have to explain these things over and over again? All I want are presents.
It's and like, literally, how you train a waiter. Anticipate their needs. I mean, I can't believe that she actually uses the words. She's ridiculous. And the painting he made for her is amazing. And even when she sees it, she's like, that's not what I want. It's like, I want something special. He did give you something special. It's right there. He did anticipate it. You're such an asshole.
She wants something that she can put on the gram. That's what she wants. She wants something that makes people go, oh my God, she's so lucky. She's in the best relationship.
I think she wants a wedding ring, and that's it. If she's not going to get that ring, you know, like, she doesn't even care about the guy. She doesn't care that she's not compatible with the guy. She doesn't care that she doesn't like the guy. She's just using him for a fucking ring so she doesn't feel old and withered and pathetic, which is old and withered and pathetic, you know?
She got a ring.
They're engaged?
An onion ring.
Oh.
An onion ring.
I'm so stupid.
She never specified. You're like, she's engaged. Aunt Rhonda's like, oh my God, I heard she got engaged. So
God, get a life. Get more of a life that it's not based on getting married. Who cares? Yeah. You're so ridiculous putting an expiration date on yourself like you're a fucking carton of milk. Grow up. Yeah.
So, Danielle actually sums it up pretty well, which is that she says that this night was a Hail Mary that Lindsay didn't even realize she was throwing. And so how could Steven even catch that, you know? And Danielle is like, Lindsay has to come to terms that this is just not working. So instead, let's go find the D. Yeah, I'm still going to push that. Going to push the D. Going to push that storyline. Nope. Okay.
So Steven really is leaving, and Lindsay's going, why do I have to constantly praise someone for doing their job? Which, again, not his job, you idiot. So he
also, don't refer to that as like a job, which totally is like, it's totally, is the word reductive? I don't know what it is, but it kind of just takes all the love out of a relationship if you just refer to your partner as like doing a job.
Doing his job, yeah. So Kyle's like, I feel sorry for Stravi. And he's like, you know what? This is so a Summer House way to break up. He goes, I'm getting out of her timeline.
All right. And you know that the producers really don't care because they let him go. You know, normally if it had been someone who was like central or interesting on the show, the producers would probably like intervene, but they're like, oh good, now we can get our apple crate back from his desk.
I know. And he goes, she can even have the dresses I bought her. And then he throws a little Amazon box across the room. I was like, well, you know, she does have a point on how touching you are. You know, it's like, yeah look at this exactly. Fine clothing I bought you off Amazon. How dare you treat me like this?
Does it even matter how I feel and what I need? Or is it only what he feels and what he needs? I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's only been about what you feel and what you need.
Yeah. So then Paige and Amanda are talking, and Amanda's like, so has Hannah said anything? Oh. They hear all the yelling and screaming in the background, and Steven's leaving and crying, and all this is going. And she goes, all right, I need to stop talking about myself.
The most self-aware moment in the history of reality TV.
So Stravi's getting in the car, and Kyle's like, I'm like my mom, tearing up. And then Lindsay's crying. He's like, he can do whatever he wants. And Danielle's like, are you serious? You'd be okay with him walking out right now? Wow, we lost two guys in one episode because Carl left and now Stravi left.
We had a friend breakup, a relationship breakup. Carl is going through his shit. Like things have happened, and Luke got Lily's. So it's just there's a lot going on. I don't know. This is, they're getting fully dysfunctional. I love this. I love where Summer House is going.
Oh, my God. All right, everybody. Well, we sure love you. Thanks so much for being here. Have a great weekend, and we will be back Monday.
Yeah, everyone stay safe, and have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony. Junie, she's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Patricia Murdoch, she wrote.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.